Local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And the fog back part of the mix this morning, and the clouds as well. Details from Dr. Bill coming up in just a second. 63, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we have an overturned vehicle. This happened a few minutes ago. Officers are still arriving at Government Boulevard and Crestview Drive. No fog across the Bayway in light traffic so far. As you're coming in from the Eastern Shore, Highway 90, Halls Mill Road looks good all the way out towards Theodore Dawes Road. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 Tacoma double cab lease for only $196 a month for 36 months. 4488-2 at signing, model number 7146. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. And just in on the text line, thank you, Jace. Four SUVs just hit each other at a chain reaction at Cottage Hill and Fremont on the east side, on the eastbound side. So that is Cottage Hill and Fremont on the eastbound side. Several won't be leaving without rollback trucks, so that's going to be obviously a problem this morning. Cottage Hill and Fremont. More from the traffic department coming up. Dr. Bill's next.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
7:08, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with our forecast. Plus this hour, Captain Bobby Abruscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, straight off his performance on Sunday at the Mobile Boat Show at the Guide's Corner.
Yeah, and what a spectacular performance.
He's always good. He's always good. So it's now full gear for the spring. Even though it's on the calendar, not spring, people have spring on the brain. The temperatures are there. We'll talk some fishing with Captain Bobby coming up in just about 45 minutes. All right, three big things, the top news stories of the day. You can always check out on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. The first presumptive case of COVID-19 is reported in Mississippi. They said official verification will have to come from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but the Mississippi State Department of Health reported its first presumptive positive case of COVID-19. This person in the Hattiesburg area, it says the individual believed to be infected is a Forest County man who recently traveled to Florida and then came back home to Mississippi. Of course, I mean, there's other ways to get there, but most likely that means came through state of Alabama. No real words if he stopped or not, yeah, or anything like that, but did return home. There's a press conference at 11 this morning to talk about that further. We'll keep you up to date on that.
Yeah, that means Alabama now officially surrounded by states that have confirmed cases, so time to bar the doors.
That's right. Also, the NBA suspending its season till further notice over coronavirus. We'll get more details coming up in sports. And the press conference yesterday morning, and we had Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran into the studios on Midday Mobile yesterday, which, by the way, you can get that podcast by going to the podcast tab on our website or any of the places you subscribe for our podcast and hear the discussion. But the Mobile County Sheriff, Sam Cochran, announced an effort to change the city council procedure. Yesterday morning, Cochran announced Grow Mobile Now, a group he says is dedicated to the economic growth and vitality of the city. He's asking for city residents to sign a petition to change the form of government. Let me tweak that news story. Amend. Mm-hmm. It's not change. It's amend. What it would do is change from having a supermajority to a simple majority. It doesn't change the form of government. As of right now, city council needs 5 out of 7 supermajority to pass anything through the council. That's not exactly true either. There are some things that are simple majority. Other things are supermajority. This proposed change would be a simple majority vote, only requiring 4 out of 7 votes to pass an item in the Mobile City Council. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit.
Yeah, and I thought the sheriff did a great job with his press conference.
I do too.
He answered every question as honestly as he could when they came from the media there. But if you want to go into detail, do like Sean said and download the podcast, because that was 45 full minutes of one-on-one discussion about what the sheriff's proposing. And then also go to that growmobilenow.com for more information.
Also, Carnival Fantasy coming back into port today from Mexico. People are looking at that after the State Department over the weekend recommended not going on cruise ships. Also, President Trump doing a travel ban from people coming in from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. We'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. And it's not just the NBA, but elsewhere in the world of basketball, we may have some issues with coronavirus fears.
Yeah, if you're watching basketball, get prepared to hear a lot of squeaky sneakers.
A lot of echo in empty stadiums.
Yeah, so the SEC and pretty much every single conference now saying that they're going to play their conference tournaments without fans in attendance, including the entire NCAA tournament. I've never seen anything like it. I'll give you more information in sports. And the NHL also, they're looking at the rest of their season, but a couple teams, the Columbus Blue Jackets and San Jose Sharks, will be playing without fans in attendance. Now, if you haven't seen the NHL before, full of potty mouths out there on the ice, so I'm seeing how they're going to, with the players talking trash to each other, whether they're going to catch that on the mics. But the sports world slowed to a crawl with coronavirus.
Also, the market's slowing to a crawl as well, as the Dow entering a bear market yesterday. More on that coming up in just a little bit. And those travelers from Europe not allowed in the U.S. for 30 days as a protection against the importation of new coronavirus cases. That's the executive order unveiled by President Trump last night in his address to the nation. Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
Scores of events where large crowds would gather are being canceled or limited in those who can attend over coronavirus worries. Even the NBA is suspending play indefinitely. For small businesses suffering from the economic impact of Americans effectively hunkering down, the president is offering billions of dollars in low-interest loans and individual financial aid.
Targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus.
The president also wants Congress to suspend payroll taxes to give Americans a little more to spend and juice the economy. However, even some Republicans don't think that's a good idea. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Also, you know, one of the side effects there, you think about NBA, for example, not having fans there. Well, the players can handle that. The money's going to be the same. What about all the vendors and the people who work at those stadiums and those event centers? It's going to mean for them. That's tough stuff going forward. Also, I guess now we can officially use the term pandemic, since the World Health Organization said now we can use pandemic, even though I thought they were doing that about a month ago. But now I guess it's official. Coronavirus, a pandemic. 7:15, we'll check news right now with WKRG.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Carnival Fantasy returns to Mobile today for the first time since the U.S. State Department advised Americans to not travel on cruise ships. Passengers returning from Cozumel and Yucatan, Mexico, will disembark in the port city later this morning. Guests who will board the ship later today were offered the option of rescheduling their trip for later in the year. The cruise line, though, is not offering refunds. A man in Mississippi is now the first in the state believed to be infected with coronavirus. The man from the Hattiesburg area recently traveled to Florida. Mississippi's state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, is expected to release additional information at 11 this morning. There have been no cases of coronavirus in Alabama, but the Festival of Flowers in Mobile has been canceled amid growing concerns about the virus. The Southeast region's largest outdoor flower show was scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in West Mobile. Organizers are expected to release a statement later today. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Heard the attacks on pro-Trump Republican Jerry Carl? Well, they're funded by never-Trumper Bill Hightower and an anti-Trump pro-immigration group Bill Hightower calls his friends. They're attacking Jerry Carl because Jerry Carl supports our president, wants to build a wall and end the flood of illegal immigrants coming across our border. They must be supporting Bill Hightower because he opposed a budget that would have helped prevent illegal immigrants from voting in Alabama. Hightower voted for higher taxes, against a balanced budget amendment, and even thought tolling tolling the new I-10 bridge was a good idea. Those aren't policies a pro-Trump conservative would get behind. Jerry Carl is the only candidate who will stand with President Trump to protect our South Alabama values. Like Trump, Jerry Carl has a backbone. He's tired of political correctness, and he'll never put illegal immigrants ahead of South Alabama families. Never Trumper Bill Hightower can never be in Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Good morning, 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The NBA announced last night that it is suspending its season after a Utah Jazz player preliminarily tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. The announcement came after the Oklahoma City Thunder-Utah Jazz game was postponed because Utah's Rudy Gobert preliminarily tested positive for the coronavirus. The quarantine period for those who believe they may have been exposed to COVID-19 is 14 days. Players on teams that the Jazz have played in that time span have been asked to self-quarantine. Earlier in the week, Gobert met with reporters and, in what he thought was a joke, touched reporters' microphones and recorders. That happened after the league had sent multiple memos telling players how serious to take the coronavirus. In the past week, the Jazz have played the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, the Toronto Raptors, and they were also on the court pregame with the Thunder yesterday, and I saw a map. Or a chart kind of mapped out where every single team could have been affected just by those five games that Utah played.
Really?
Because the teams they play go on and play other teams. So, you know, if anyone caught it, could be widespread.
Degrees of separation thing.
That's right. Here's ESPN's NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski last night.
Teams are allowed to continue practicing. They're telling teams stay in town, stay together. They can go to the facilities and work. But right now they're doing so without knowing when a next potential game is.
The New Orleans Pelicans were set to play the Sacramento Kings in the last game scheduled for the night, but it was also postponed because one of the referees set to work the game, Courtney Kirkland, had worked a Utah Jazz game earlier in the week.
We can now share with you that the game that was scheduled to follow and be the final game of this NBA season prior to suspension between the Pelicans and the Kings, that has been canceled as well.
That was ESPN's Scott Van Pelt. Meanwhile, there are conference tournaments being played in college basketball as we get closer to the NCAA tournament. NCAA President Mark Emmert announced yesterday that the entire NCAA tournament will be played without fans present. First time ever. Following that announcement, most of the conferences, including the SEC, announced that their tournaments will proceed without fans in attendance, beginning with today's games. As of right now, family and essential personnel are the only people that will be allowed in the arenas. The SEC went beyond that. They announced that similar attendance restrictions will be in effect for all other regular season events on campus and other league championships through at least March 30th. Right now, that doesn't affect the SEC football spring games, but we'll see because those are all coming up in April. The Sun Belt didn't announce any changes to its plans for the conference tournament, but League Commissioner Keith Gill said in a statement last week that the conference will likely follow the NCAA's lead. In games that were played yesterday, the South Alabama Jaguars women's team punched their ticket to the conference semifinals by rallying to defeat UT Arlington 55-47. If the conference tournament continues as scheduled, USA will meet Coastal Carolina on Saturday night at 7:30 in New Orleans. That same day, the South Alabama men's team is scheduled to face Texas State in the men's semifinals at 2 p.m. In the SEC tournament in Nashville, Georgia beat Ole Miss 81-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 86-73. Today, number 9 seed Alabama is set to face number 8 seed Tennessee at noon. Following that, number 5 Florida will play number 13 seed Georgia. Number 7 Texas A&M will play number 10 Missouri at 6, followed by number 6 seed South Carolina versus number 11 Arkansas. In college baseball, South Alabama fell to LSU 4-1 yesterday. Up next, South Alabama opens Sun Belt Conference play on the road tomorrow with a 3-game series at Georgia State. And in golf, the Players' Championship set to begin as scheduled this morning at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. Tiger Woods will not play in the tournament with a sore back, but he did get some great news yesterday. Woods was elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame in the class of 2021. Easiest first ballot vote ever.
Mm-hmm.
Woods has won 15 major championships and 82 PGA Tour titles. Date and location of the 2021 induction ceremony has yet to be announced. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
You know, you got to think, looking to the spring games for football, feeling if we go at the track of other places, those will probably be same thing, because if you look at China or somewhere else, they started November, December, January, February before it got, it was months before they kind of got on the backside of the wave of coronavirus going through. So if we're similar at all, a good chance this goes on in through April.
Yeah, I could easily see them not allowing fans into the spring games. Now, whether the coaches will push to have the games completely canceled,
they probably still play them, maybe just without.
I'm not so sure. A lot of these coaches, including Nick Saban, try to get out of those spring games. So we'll see. And we do have another month before they have to decide on that.
Also, public universities in Florida now moving to online classes. Got a note from my children's school. They're not doing it yet, but they have a plan in place for online classes for them as well. And here we thought we weren't homeschooling. Yeah, it may be happening that way. 7:21, time to check tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The write-offs for state and local taxes are capped at $10,000. For some residents in high-tax states, that can be a very small amount. The best option to get around the cap may be to move to a low or no tax state like Florida or Nevada. But keep in mind, if you move, you'll have to keep detailed records to show you've really severed ties with your former state. If you've just sold a business, you could be an audit target. Be sure to keep track of where you spend your days and take your most prized possessions. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Time, effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone, from the Silver Creek Shooting Range Traffic Center. We do have two overturned vehicles, one just off of 4165 Government Boulevard near Crestview Drive, and another one overturned on Government Boulevard, this time near Demetropolis. Two different accidents, both with entrapments and emergency vehicles are there. Traffic flow looks good across the Bayway and the Causeway, but we do have fog downtown. The newly designed Deep South Speedway opening up this Saturday, March 14th in Locksley. It's a brand new dirt track design with nine different classes running on the first night, and they're giving away free Talladega tickets. Find out more on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
725 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. The text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Yeah, it's going to be strange sporting events. I want to see it just to know what that's like to have a basketball game going on with no fans. It'll be strange. What was the comment here that it's going to be troublesome, you said, for NHL because you may hear the cursing from the players on the ice? And then what happens if referees have no one to boo them?
Yeah, that's the biggest. The referees are the big winners in all of this because they won't have the put your glasses on ref. None of those comments from the stands, although the coaches' barbs will probably sting a little bit more.
Maybe we could just have a speaker system where people can log in and speak into their telephone, and it would go out through a loudspeaker there, and you could taunt the refs that way. It's an idea.
I also saw somebody said each team should get to nominate one fan to sit in the stands. You're super fan for each team, and then let them get after it.
That's a good idea. Also, in international news, European Union has condemned President Trump's decision to restrict travel from Europe to the United States in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Expect that. Two top EU officials say no EU officials were notified about the new restrictions in question, not coronavirus, about the new restrictions in question, why the UK, which has at least 400 confirmed cases, was exempt. Vice President Mike Pence says restricting travel by Europeans to the US is only part of the response.
The suspending all travel for 30 days from Europe is a part of the strategy. The other part is an aggressive mitigation strategy. I spoke to the governors of New York, Washington State, and California yesterday, CDC issued strong guidance to those areas where we have community spread. We've flowed resources, we've flowed support to those areas. And so it's a combination of strategies.
All right, so there you go. That's what's rolled out here, and we'll keep our eyes on this story. Mississippi has their presumptive confirmed case of coronavirus. Probably won't be long for us right here in Alabama. Check news coming up, and Dr. Bill.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Carnival Fantasy returns to Mobile today for the first time since the U.S. State Department advised Americans to not travel on cruise ships. Passengers returning from Cozumel and Yucatan, Mexico, will disembark in the port city later this morning. Guests who will board the ship later today were offered the option of rescheduling their trip for later in the year. The cruise line, though, is not offering refunds. A man in Mississippi is now the first in the state believed to be infected with coronavirus. The man from the Hattiesburg area recently traveled to Florida. Mississippi State Health Officer Dr. Thomas Dobbs is expected to release additional information at 11 this morning. There have been no cases of coronavirus in Alabama, but the Festival of Flowers in Mobile has been canceled amid growing concerns about the virus. The Southeast region's largest outdoor flower show was scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in West Mobile. Organizers are expected to release a statement later today. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes wants to help you lock them up by offering any Liberty Gun Safe purchase tax-free until March 15th. Drop by the showroom in Mobile or D'Iberville and get a discount off your Liberty Gun Safe equal to your sales tax rate. All Liberty Safes come with a lifetime transferable warranty against theft and fire. 12 months free financing and delivery is available upon request. With service after the sale, why go anywhere else? That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile and next to Walmart on Sangamon Boulevard in D'Iberville.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call a Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
President Trump said the U.S. will suspend all passenger travel from continental Europe for 30 days beginning tomorrow to limit the spread of coronavirus. Vice President Pence applauds the move as part of additional administration policies meant to stem the tide of a mass outbreak.
The suspending all travel for 30 days from Europe is a part of the strategy. The other part is an aggressive mitigation strategy. I spoke to the governors of New York, Washington State, and California yesterday. CDC issued strong guidance to those areas where we have community spread. We've flowed resources, we've flowed support to those areas. And so it's a combination of strategies.
The European Union has condemned President Trump's decision to restrict travel from Europe to the United States. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The outlook for the world economy is dimming rapidly due to the coronavirus pandemic. This week, IHS Markit slashed its forecast for a global growth this year to 1.7%, saying it expects zero growth in the Eurozone, a contraction in Japan, an expansion of just 4.3% in China this year. On Wall Street, Dow futures indicating a drop of 1,200 points. Yesterday, the Dow lost 1,464. Airlines are doing everything they can to get people to fly. They're making hygiene part of the pitch, touting hospital-grade antibacterial solutions, fogging procedures that mist every surface with disinfectant, and cabin air filters. They've waived fees to change flights. Some are slashing prices, hoping to entice bargain hunters, but demand has seized up, and now a 30-day travel ban for most countries in Europe has been put in place by President Trump. Crude oil sharply lower, down $1.98 at $31 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
It's time for you,
for me,
for us to come together
and spring into action.
Ball and MC is once again partnering
with Life South Community Blood Centers.
Join us for a Spring into Action blood drive on March 19th.
Just one pint could save three lives in our community.
Let's give so others can live.
It's up to us to show up for the community.
Come spring into action and give blood Thursday, March 19th, 8 to 5 at Baldwin EMC's Summerdale location.
For you,
for me,
for us.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Working in action now at Azalea and Gaylark without injuries. Overturned vehicle there at Government near Anchor Drive. It's going to be right in front of the Crystal. Also, a new accident with injuries off of Cottage Hill just east of Mobile Christian School. Four vehicles involved in that one. Avoid it if you can, as we've still got fog burning off downtown. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and in Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, even seizures or pain, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products. See them online and on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's 735 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's forecast for today, high today around 77. Another low tonight around 62. Fog still part of the mix as we move forward into the weekend, but looks pretty nice. Highs in the 70s, lows around 60 or upper 50s for Saturday and Sunday. And yeah, that fog, this is a thing yesterday, looking at some of the video, the Aldot Cam video yesterday. While it was clear by my house out near University of South Alabama, clear at your house?
Very clear.
Right? A lot of places in Baldwin County, but you got along the Causeway and the Bayway. You got it really up and down both sides of the bay. That fog kind of just stayed there. It was there yesterday afternoon. Also, South Baldwin and South Mobile County. 736. I do want to say this. One of the stories that we have, although we've talked about it here on this show and talked about it on the Midday Show, we had a great interview with J.R. Young earlier in the week about oil prices, and he's a oil speculator and trader, what he thinks is going to happen going forward. That podcast available for you as well. You can check it out through FM Talk Pods on Twitter or going to our website, fmtalk1065.com, clicking the podcast tab or hopefully subscribing at iTunes or Stitcher or scores of other podcast platforms. But in that discussion, we got into the coronavirus portion of the oil price drop and then the bigger story here, the battle between Saudi Arabia and Russia. Here's the benefit back here at home. While it's tough for some people in the business, it's good for us at the pump, and we're seeing prices you're sub $2 both counties and way below that as well. Saw something down in the upper 187, 188, and seeing lots of 190s, 191 a gallon.
And it's been a long time since we've seen those kinds of prices.
It's a good thing. Good thing. So that helps. That helps out a lot of folks going forward. Of course, like Dalton said, we get these great gas prices right at the time they're telling us, hey, y'all don't go riding around.
Yeah, don't travel.
Don't travel, but we got some good gas prices out there. Which, by the way, speaking of travel, we're waiting for that press conference at 11 o'clock today. A presumptive case of COVID-19 for a Forest County man, Hattiesburg area, said he traveled to Florida, came back to Mississippi, and they believe they're just waiting for the confirmation from Centers for Disease Control. That's the case. So in that case, most likely he came through Alabama. I don't think it was spreading out the windows or anything, but it's like you said, every state on our border except for us.
Yeah, and
because it was the SEC West standing strong with no cases of coronavirus, but
for a while
now Mississippi went and messed that up,
and now you've got colleges specifically saying that they're going to cancel the rest of the semester after kids get back from spring break. I know Tennessee said that they're going to go that way. I think Vanderbilt also said so. So we'll see. I think more colleges will be canceling classes for the rest of the semester. And interesting, I think it was Harvard that said they're canceling classes and wanted all of the students out of the dorms by Sunday. Imagine, especially if you don't really... If you're not exactly invited back to the family back at home, you got to find a living situation in the next few days. But that's what's going on in colleges around the states right now.
Also, public universities in Florida are now moving to online classes. We'll watch what that means if it goes to the next level and goes to schools. Universities, you could do that because the kids are, at that point, hopefully self-sufficient. Well, they can feed themselves, you know.
Yes.
Not problem is when this goes into regular schools, you know, 12 and under, 12th grade and under, what that means for parents out there. That's going to be it's going to be a major wave moving through the economy as people can't go to work, they got to stay home with the kids. Those are big things.
And you and I were watching the same interview where a man and I can't, his name escapes me right now, but he was saying that 26% of nurses have children in elementary school. So what does that mean for the nurses who are going to be on call if their children have to stay home from school?
There are parts of this that extend through the economy, extend through just basic people's lives every day. Even if you're not affected directly by the disease, what does it mean? You've got the kids home, and you got to go to work. A lot of questions asked out there. All right, heads up. This segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Lightstream. If you're like most of us, you carry a balance on your credit cards, and if those cards come with high interest rates, you need the folks over at Lightstream to help you out. It is easy to lower your interest rate and save with a Lightstream credit card consolidation loan. Right now, you can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And listen to this from their website here at Lightstream, testimonials. Listen to this. Speaking of college, someone said, so I was starting to feel the pinch, what with colleges for kids, car loans, and mounting credit card debt, I knew I had to do something and heard your ad on the radio. I applied the same day, got approved, and I'm breathing a huge sigh of relief now. Think about what dropping those interest rates down to 5.95% APR would mean for you. You can apply today and get a special interest rate discount and save even more when you go to their website. Now, the only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. So visit lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, 7:40 on the way, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the Fishing Report. Something you could self-quarantine. Go out on the boat, self-quarantine there. Mm-hmm. So that's be a fun way to quarantine yourself. We'll get that. Also, sports with Dalton on the way and news from Channel 5 coming up.
Back in the day, this was a high-speed internet connection. But times change, and so should the way you bank. PNC Virtual Wallet helps you stay on top of your finances in a digital world. See what you're spending by category. Set up automatic savings with a few simple taps. And see scheduled payments before they hit. Virtual Wallet helps make banking easy. It's time for a change. Now through March 31st, earn up to $300 when you open and use a select new Virtual Wallet product. Simply establish a qualifying direct deposit. To learn more, visit a branch or pnc.com/checking offer. PNC Bank. Make today the day. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and is used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
The premier boat show on the Gulf Coast is the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through the 22nd. See more than $150 million of marine inventory on display, including 650 boats on land and 160 boats in the water. Sport fishing yachts, center consoles, bay boats, pontoons, high-performance tri-tunes, and personal watercraft. Plus, fishing and tackle seminars, marine accessories and electronics, and kids and ladies activities. Skip the line and get your tickets online, and we'll see you at the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show, March 20th through the 22nd. It's a Southern tradition.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Pringle. You know, as a contractor, I do more than just build walls. If you need a hunting camp or home built or a commercial building remodeled, I'm suddenly available. So call me, 251-604-3357.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Carnival Fantasy returns to Mobile today for the first time since the U.S. State Department advised Americans to not travel on cruise ships. Passengers returning from Cozumel and Yucatan, Mexico will disembark in the port city later this morning. Guests who will board the ship later today were offered the option of rescheduling their trip for later in the year. The cruise line, though, is not offering refunds. A man in Mississippi is now the first in the state believed to be infected with coronavirus. The man from the Hattiesburg area recently traveled to Florida. Mississippi's state health officer, Dr. Thomas Dobbs, is expected to release additional information at 11 this morning. There have been no cases of coronavirus in Alabama, but the Festival of Flowers in Mobile has been canceled amid growing concerns about the virus. The Southeast region's largest outdoor flower show was scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in West Mobile. Organizers are expected to release a statement later today. For WKRG News 5, I'm
I'm Jessica Taloney.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Good morning, 7:46 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The NBA announced last night that it is suspending its season after a Utah Jazz player preliminarily tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus. That announcement came after the Oklahoma City Thunder and Utah game was postponed because Utah's Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. The quarantine period for those who believe they may have been exposed to COVID-19 is 14 days. Players on teams that the Jazz have played in that time span have been asked to self-quarantine. Earlier in this week, Gobert met with reporters and, in what he thought was a joke, touched reporters' microphones and recorders. Now, of course, the media that was in that room are worried that they may contracted coronavirus. That happened after the league had sent multiple memos telling players how serious to take COVID-19. In the past week, the Jazz have played the New York Knicks, Boston Celtics, Detroit Pistons, and the Toronto Raptors, and last night were on the court pregame with the Thunder. Here's ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski last night.
Teams are allowed to continue practicing. They're telling teams stay in town, stay together. They can go to the facilities and work, but right now they're doing so without knowing when the next potential game is.
New Orleans and Sacramento was the last game scheduled to be played last night. It was also postponed because one of the referees set to work the game, Courtney Kirkland, had worked a Utah Jazz game earlier in the week. Meanwhile, there are conference tournaments being played in college basketball as we get closer to the NCAA tournament. NCAA President Mark Emmert announced yesterday that the entire NCAA tournament will be played without fans present. Following that announcement, almost every conference, including the SEC, announced that their conference tournaments will proceed without fans in attendance beginning today. As of right now, family and essential personnel are the only people that will be allowed in the arenas. The SEC went beyond that, though. They announced that similar attendance restrictions will be in effect for all other regular season events on its campuses and other league championships through at least March 30th. Right now, that doesn't affect SEC football spring games, although Ohio State and Michigan have canceled their spring football games. The Sun Belt didn't announce any changes to its plans for the conference tournament, but League Commissioner Keith Gill said in a statement last week that the conference will likely follow the NCAA's lead. In games that were played yesterday, the South Alabama Jaguars women's team punched their ticket to the conference semifinals after rallying to defeat UT Arlington 55-47. If the conference tournament continues as scheduled, USA will meet Coastal Carolina Saturday night at 7:30 at the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans. That same day, the South Alabama men's team is scheduled to face Texas State in the men's semifinals at 2 p.m. In the SEC tournament in Nashville, Georgia beat Ole Miss 81-63, and Arkansas beat Vanderbilt 86-73. Today, number 9 seed Alabama is set to face 8 seed Tennessee at noon. Following that, number 5 seed Florida will play number 13 seed Georgia. Then at 6 tonight, number 7 Texas A&M is set to play number 10 Missouri, followed by number 6 seed South Carolina versus number 11 seed Arkansas. In college baseball, South Alabama fell to LSU 4-1. Up next, South Alabama opens the Sun Belt Conference play on the road tomorrow with a three-game series at Georgia State. And in golf, the Players' Championship is set to begin as scheduled this morning at TPC Sawgrass in Florida. Tiger Woods will not play in the tournament with a sore back, but he did get some good news yesterday. Woods was elected to the World Golf Hall of Fame Class of 2021. It was the easiest first ballot vote ever. Woods has won 15 majors and 82 PGA Tour titles. The date and location of the induction ceremony has yet to be announced. 10 minutes till 8, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Again, accidents in Azalea and Gaylark. We've got that overturned vehicle government right by the Crystal there at Anchor Drive and Cottage Hill, just east of Mobile Christian School. An accident with injuries. Four vehicles involved. It's tying up traffic in each direction. Still got the fog downtown and across the Bayway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you out for lunch today with seven wings and french fries for just $9.99. Also enjoy their chicken Caesar salad and Philly cheesesteak, all served by the world-famous Hooters girls until 3. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with fog, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy again with afternoon temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Wouldn't it be great to know your car salesman, someone that actually cared about you? At 90 West Auto and Marine, the owners are local mobilians who probably know the same people you do and sell only well-inspected quality boats, trucks, cars, and RVs. Buy from someone from your community who knows happy clients means long-term success. Shop the large selection of quality brand high-end vehicles at 90 West Auto and Marine next to Mobile Lumber. You'll be glad you shopped their brand new lot and showroom. Visit 90 West Auto and Marine today and tell them you heard about it on FM Talk 106.5.
Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press Register gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
All right, 7:53 FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that works around here, whether you're taking the kids to the woods this weekend for the youth turkey season or heading to the water to get in on some of that, well, late winter, but feels like early spring fishing. They got the gear that works around here. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And let's say hello to the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Aprescato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
Man, I'm telling you what, you guys are out early, I know, on your way to go in to do the show, so you know what I'm talking about when I tell you, when you get up early in the morning, pre-dawn, and you're starting to hear those birds and stuff out there, it's telling you it ain't far away and it's not already starting to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know, just the life, you know what I'm talking about, because you're in the woods with turkey and so forth this time of year, it just, everything really starts to come to life, you know, early in the morning like that, and it's just a good spring feeling, you know? Not the spring feeling you get from pollen all over the place, but you know.
Well, that and the boat show, post boat show, people are ready, and hopefully the fish are ready too. And we've had some real challenges this winter. Winter's not our best fishing, but we've had a super flood scenario that we've been dealing with. How is that affecting things? Still, can you go find some fish?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we had had a real good trip yesterday, and I had a couple good trips over the period of last week. And, you know, one of the things I really noticed yesterday, outside the fact that it was my first trip of the year in shorts, I saw some, you know, just signs of maybe some early spring trout fishing in the form of fish slicks, which we're going to talk a lot about in the next 6 weeks to month, because this is the time of year we really learn how to chase those trout slicks as they start to go into an early spawn. And then, speaking of spawn, it was the first time in a while that I've actually caught trout that are actually trying to show some schooling activity, which means they kind of bunch up, which is fun, because once you find them, you can really, really catch them. And it was the first time so far this year, for sure, that I've been able to just put the power poles down and catch more than just one or two fish in an area. But I did notice some of the fish slicks yesterday, and that's another thing that really kind of tells me that we're heading that way. And as far as the rivers go, and I'm sure, and I know you keep up with them, you know, the Tom and the Alabama have both crested. They're high, but they've crested, and right. And I think Barry crests in the next day or two. So, you know, hopefully we're heading that way, man. I think we've turned the corner and we're kind of getting out of that winter deal and heading towards the spring that we love.
Now, you told me a couple things there, fish slicks and putting power poles down. That tells me you're fishing pretty shallow right now.
Yep, staying shallow. And that's going to be the case for me as much as I can. I like to do it. I like the visual aspect of being able to find fish. I like the way the fish behave in shallow water. So if I can do it, I'm going to do that. And the beauty of the fun thing about springtime fishing is the water temperatures are such that the fish stay active all day in shallow water versus, say, like the summer when it gets really hot. I have trouble catching fish shallow after early in the morning, whereas this time of year, man, we spent the whole day in 2 to 4 feet of water, you know, catching fish. And it's going to be that way for another, you know, at least 6 weeks probably, to where you can do that. And then again, as we, you know, go on, you know, down the road here a little bit in our reports, we'll be talking even more about that. But yeah, that's the case. Spent the whole time in shallow water, popping cork fishing, slick lure fishing, little bit of top water fishing. You know, all of those are shallow water techniques.
Now, are you fishing over oysters or just mud, or where are you finding these fish if people are trying to go out and get them this weekend?
Oysters are a big key. I'm still up in the tidal rivers where there's not a lot of oysters, but there is a lot of grass and there's bottom undulation. But oysters are going to be another key, or any kind of hard bottom for that matter, whether it be oysters or rock or, you know, some sort of shallow structure, that sort of thing, are going to be a key, because they go into this spawn. They for a real successful spawn, they spawn over hard bottom. So they figure out how to find that, you know, to spawn over. So, yeah, if you can find any kind of hard bottom like that, that's going to be another big key ingredient to having a good, you know, trip during the spawn like this.
All right. And water temperature-wise, are we in spring water temperature-wise, or are we still in winter?
We're starting to scratch it. It's in the low 60s right now, you know, and it's going to continue to come up. You know, of course, I'm sure you guys have already talked about it. We're going to be getting close to 80 degrees by the weekend, you know. So you get a couple weeks of this kind of weather here, and that water temperature will get up in that range at 62 and above. Is what I consider a spring transitional period, you know, when it starts to get to that water temperature, and that's where we're at right now. We're right at the bottom of it, but it's gonna continue to come up.
All right, Bobby, tell folks how they can get a trip booked with you, and they probably the time to book is now.
It is, yeah. If you want to go, the easiest way is the website, which is ateamfishing.com, all one word, and there's got all of our contact information on there. And you know, if you're thinking about it, now's the time, man. It's going to be good here. It's starting to show signs of really being a good year, and everything's right where it's supposed to be. We get this fresh water out here, and it's going to be on.
I hear you, Captain Bobby Arriscato. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy, y'all have a good weekend.
You too. CFM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings, that's happening next. Y'all stay right there.